Well, I want to thank you all for being here this fine Tuesday morning.
Quiero darles las gracias por estar aquí este día martes en la mañana.
Yeah, we are here for a multi-pastor church conference here in Cuba.
Conferencia de varios pastores aquí en Cuba.
And it's a privilege for me to share with you.
Y es un privilegio para mí compartir con ustedes.
Our emphasis today will be the authority of the Word of God. I'd like to welcome our brothers and sisters from the Assembly of God. 2 months ago I was in Nigeria. I spoke to the Assembly of God meeting of over 500 pastors. We covered many of these same subjects. So I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters in Christ in Lagos, Nigeria. And when I'm there next year, I will extend them greetings from their brothers and sisters in Cuba. The privilege that we are all part of the body of Christ. Okay, my name is Reverend John Mahon.
Juan
Mahon. It's a Spanish city named Mahon. In Mallorca Islands. Mayon. But I have no financial benefit from it. My ancestors came to America 200 years ago. So they've forgotten all about us. We have a website. All of these messages will appear on the website.
Todos estos mensajes estarán en la web. Y es www.gciweb.org.
Web.org.
Y todos los recursos son gratis.
Everything is free. It's not free plus a love gift.
No es gratis más una ofrenda.
It's not free plus buy a book.
No es gratis.
It's not free plus join a mailing list.
No es gratis, ¿verdad? Si me unen a un grupo de
and it's just free.
Gratis.
So you open the website. Over here there will be a drop-down bar.
La parte de abajo de la derecha hay un menú.
Resources in English.
Recursos en inglés.
Resources in French.
Francés.
Praise God. Now, if you find parts of it are mistranslated, email me.
We'll make the corrections.
All of it is done by volunteer labor. So, it'd be very helpful. So, we are going to look at the authority of God's Word.
Vamos a ver.
Let's stand and ask God to bless the teaching of His Holy Word.
Para que pidamos que bendiga la enseñanza de su palabra.
Oh Lord, this is your holy word.
Señor, esta es tu sagrada escritura.
We are your servants.
Somos tus siervos.
Give us understanding that we might know your testimony.
Danos el entendimiento para que conozcamos tus testimonios.
You have prayed, O Lord, sanctify them in truth. Thy word is true. Use your holy word to set us apart to your service and to your glory.
Usa tus sagradas escrituras para separarnos para tu gusto y para
show us great and mighty things that we do not know from your word.
Manifiéstanos grandes y maravillosas cosas que no sabemos de tu palabra.
The sower sows the word. Let not your word go out and return empty.
Y no permitas que tu palabra salga y regrese sin resultados.
Accomplish that purpose for which you have brought us together. Accomplish that purpose for which you are sending it out. Protect us from Satan. Protect us from a wrong reaction to difficulties which make our hearts hard. Protect us from worldliness which chokes your word.
Protégenos de las preocupaciones del mundo que pueden tomar tu palabra.
Rather plow up now the hard ground of our hearts, O Lord.
Pero ahora toma tu arado y prepara nuestros corazones.
Give us good soil.
Danos buena tierra.
May your word spin roots downward and bear fruit upwards.
Que tu palabra mande sus raíces para abajo y lleve fruto para arriba.
Unsheathe thou the sword of your spirit. Cut to the dividing point of soul and spirit. Judge the thoughts and intentions of each heart. Spread your word before us as a banquet table.
Ahora prepara tu palabra para nosotros como una mesa de banquete.
Grant grace that we might drink of the sweet milk and eat of the rich meat of your doctrines.
Y danos la gracia para que podamos tomar libremente de su dulce miel y de sus grandes alimentos.
Give us the heart of the prophet who called to you.
Danos el corazón de aquel profeta.
Thy words were found and I did eat them. Thy words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. O Lord, we live in a dark and a wicked age. Show us that narrow way that you would have us walk.
Muéstranos aquel sendero angosto por el cual tú quieres que caminemos.
And Lord, as we run in the paths of your commandments, enlarge our hearts. As we love you more, may we obey you more.
Y entre más te amamos, más te obedezcamos.
As a plumb line, O Lord.
Que tu palabra juzgue nuestras vidas, Señor.
Grant grace that we might see how we deviate from its high and holy purpose. Make your word to us a mirror, O Lord.
Que tu palabra sea para nosotros como un espejo, Señor.
Grant grace that we might not be as those who look and go away and forget.
Y danos la gracia para
make us active doers, not
forgetfulness.
O Lord, because of our fealty to you.
Señor, por nuestra devoción.
devoción a ti.
In devotion to your Son, our resurrected Savior. We pledge to you our total submission. We pledge to you our unquestioning obedience to all of its commands. In the name of our Lord and our resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, baby. See that. We are going to have fun today. It's always a blessing to spend time in God's Word. So the double blessing is to spend time in God's Word studying what God says about these words. It is important for us to remember. This is God's Word.
Esta es la palabra.
It is not our Bible.
No es nuestra Biblia.
It is not our Scripture.
No son nuestras Escrituras.
It is God's.
Es Dios.
He has loaned it to us.
Él nos las ha prestado a nosotros.
And as pastors, we are stewards of this. It is ours by the blood of Christ.
Es nuestra por la sangre de Cristo.
That is a great responsibility.
Es una gran responsabilidad.
For instance,
pastor,
I say to you,
yo le digo a usted,
I will be out of town for a month.
Voy a estar de viaje por un mes.
May I park my car by your house?
Por la casa de usted.
You can use it.
Usted lo puede usar.
So please take care.
Pero por favor, cuídelo.
Because I will want it back.
Porque lo quiero de vuelta.
You say yes.
Usted dice que sí. No, 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 usted no entiende.
This car is very important for me.
Este auto es muy importante.
Please take care of it.
Por favor, cuídelo.
It's not yours.
No es suyo.
Jesus will come back.
Jesús va a volver.
Until he does, this is my word.
Es mi palabra.
Please take care of it.
Por favor,
cuídala. Oh, okay.
Ah, ya, bueno.
No, you don't understand.
No, tampoco entiendes algo.
I have one son.
Tengo un hijo.
I nailed him to a cross. He was beaten.
Le dieron golpes.
He bled.
Sangró.
He suffered.
Sufrió.
He died.
Murió.
Please be careful.
Por favor, cuida de ella.
I hope we understand how serious teaching the Word of God is. What do we call saying that a man has said something when he has not said it? What's your name?
El nombre de usted.
Osmen.
Okay.
Tomorrow's I don't
de su casa cuando quiera.
But I don't tell you that.
Pero no le dice usted.
What
decepcionándolos, ¿verdad? Les están diciendo. Diciendo algo que no corresponde.
You would never do that to your brother pastor.
Ustedes nunca le harían eso a su hermano pastor.
Don't do it to God. Tell people God has said things He has not said. Don't promise people God will give you things He has not said He will give you them. Don't say my words are God's words. Because they're not. God has already told the pastor. My thoughts are not your thoughts.
Mis pensamientos no son tus pensamientos.
My ways are not your ways.
Mis caminos no son tus caminos.
Do we want to know the words of God?
Queremos saber las palabras de Dios.
The thoughts of God, the ways of God,
las maneras de Dios.
He has told us.
Y Él nos ha dicho.
It is not our imagination.
No es nuestra imaginación.
This is very serious.
Esto es muy serio.
James chapter 3, verse 1.
Santiago 3, 1.
James chapter 3, verse 1.
No os hagáis maestros muchos de vosotros, sabiendo que recibiremos mayor condenación.
We need to be careful.
Debemos de tener cuidado.
We don't get up Sunday morning.
No nos levantamos el día domingo.
Find a verse in the Bible.
Encontrar un versículo en la Biblia.
And talk about it for an hour.
Y hablar de eso por una hora.
Telling stories.
Talking about our dreams. Hablando de nuestros sueños.
Thoughts from our heads.
Los pensamientos que nos entran a la mente.
Promising people things that God is not promising.
Prometiendo cosas que Dios no ha prometido. Amenazando aquellas cosas que Dios no ha amenazado.
No, we are stewards of the word of God.
Somos los administradores de la palabra de Dios.
We do Bible study all week.
Toda la semana.
And by Sunday we have our message prepared.
Para el domingo tenemos nuestro mensaje ya preparado.
And when we say God has said something,
one
chapter verse.
Libro.
When we say God has promised something,
si decimos que Dios ha prometido algo,
book, chapter, verse. When we threaten people from God's word,
cuando amenazamos a alguien con la palabra de Dios,
book, chapter, verse.
They're catching on. Ya están agarrando, dice, por supuesto.
God's word.
La palabra de Dios.
We are heralds.
Nosotros somos sus parlantes.
That's how the Apostle Paul said.
Eso es lo que dijo el apóstol Pablo.
I am a herald.
Yo soy un altavoz.
It is a Roman word.
Es una palabra romana.
A Roman soldier would come into town.
Soldado romano del pueblo.
And in the town center there would be a column.
Y en el centro del pueblo había una columna.
And he would put the law. And then he would stand there,
y se pararía,
and for the people who could not read,
para la gente que no sabía leer,
he would cry out, and then he would ride away.
Y después se iba.
He was simply a herald.
Simplemente era un altavoz.
He was not speaking from his authority. What Caesar had to say.
Él decía lo que César tenía que decir.
It is the same way with us.
Lo mismo con nosotros.
The Bible says we are a herald. We are an ambassador. It is not done by our authority.
No es nuestra autoridad.
Rather, we are proclaiming what God has commanded. So let's look at that.
Entonces veamos eso.
The first principle of the authority of God's word is written revelation.
Es la revelación escrita.
The church age is the age of the written revelation of God. First John 5. Pastor Vlad,
please come up here.
Por favor. Al escenario. going to say, praise God.
Uno de ustedes va a decir, gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria.
Más, más.
Gloria a Dios. Okay. How do you know?
¿Cómo sabe? ¿Cómo sabe? Por la voz, ¿verdad? Because of his voice.
Yeah, you know his voice. Now tell me.
Ahora díganme ustedes.
What is the difference?
¿Cuál es la diferencia?
Between the accent and voice of Jesus.
Entre el acento y la voz de Jesús.
And the accent and voice of Satan.
Y el acento y la voz de Satanás.
Tell me.
Díganme ustedes.
Tell me. Truth.
del rostro that distinguish Jesus from Satan, que distinguen a Jesús de Satanás.
Who's taller?
¿Quién es más alto?
Who has different skin color?
¿Quién tiene color?
Ears, orejas. Can you?
No se puede.
So, when something appears to you, you don't know who it is.
Ustedes no saben quién es.
When you hear a voice in your head,
cuando escuche alguna voz en su cabeza,
you don't know who's speaking.
No saben.
When you have dreams,
cuando tiene sueños,
you don't know who's making the appearance.
Usted no sabe quién es esa apariencia.
Now I have another question.
Ahora les tengo otra pregunta.
And I put the Bible.
Pongo la palabra de Dios.
The Quran.
El Corán.
The Book of Mormon.
El libro de Mormón.
The Hindu. Book of the Dead.
El libro de los muertos.
Jehovah's Witness Watchtower.
Y ¿cómo se llama? El de los testigos de Jehová.
And I say, which is God's word?
Y le pregunto a usted, ¿cuál es la palabra de Dios? ¿Ustedes me pueden decir?
No. Five books.
Pero usted sabe que es el libro. Usted sabe.
The Bible.
Sí, la Biblia.
Studying insects.
Y un millón de años estudiando insectos.
Saving all the animals.
¿Y a dónde encontramos a Adán?
En el apple tree. This is the holy word of God.
Esta es la sagrada palabra de Dios.
I give it to you.
Yo te la doy.
You can read it all of your life.
Puedes leerla toda
and still learn new things. You can spend your whole life seeking to memorize it.
Puedes memorizarla toda tu vida.
And still be learning new.
Todavía aprender cosas nuevas.
You can study the chapter, the sentence,
la frase,
even the word.
Hasta una pequeña palabra.
And still learn new things. You don't know who appeared to you. And you don't know where the dream came from. But you do know the word of God. And that's what we give ourselves to in the church age. The authority of the word of God. What is the difference between Mary, the mother of God,
comes
semana. We don't care what spirit they speak by.
No nos importa por qué, a través de qué espíritu están hablando.
They fill our pews.
Llenan, ¿verdad, la iglesia?
They fill our offering place. And then they leave.
Y entonces se van.
That's wrong.
Eso está mal.
Prophets are to be tested.
Los profetas deben ser probados.
Now I can prophesy.
Él puede profetizar.
Would you like me to prophesy? Who wants me to prophesy?
¿Quién quiere que yo profetice? ¿Quién quiere profetizar?
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
Hebreos 9, 27.
It is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment. Something God has not said.
Él ha dicho algo que Dios no dijo.
Out he goes. I have a word of wisdom.
Yo tengo una palabra de sabiduría.
Would you like to hear my word of wisdom?
¿Quiere oírla?
See you now. Because it happens outside of Scripture. I have a word of knowledge. Would you like to hear my word of knowledge?
Yes, oírla.
2 Timothy 3:16. They have a word of knowledge. It should be checked against book, chapter, verse.
Libro, capítulo,
verse. If it does not conform, it is outside God, the Holy Spirit. Now, there are many spirits, aren't there?
Hay muchos espíritus, ¿cierto?
1 John 4:1.
Amados, no creáis a todo espíritu, sino que muchos falsos profetas han salido por el mundo.
When a spiritual event occurs,
cuando ocurre un evento espiritual,
a miracle,
un milagro,
what is our first reaction?
¿Cuál es nuestra primera reacción?
Look in your Bible.
¿Cuál debiera ser nuestra primera reacción?
1 John 4:1.
Primera.
God the Holy Spirit speaking.
Esto es lo que dice Dios el Espíritu.
And what does God the Holy Spirit say?
¿Y qué dice Dios el Espíritu Santo?
A miracle occurs.
Si ocurre un milagro.
What is our first reaction? What? First.
¿Qué dice? Amados. ¿Qué dice? No creáis.
Yeah, we don't believe it. Is that what's taught in the church today?
Eso es lo que enseña la iglesia de hoy.
If it's spiritual,
si es espiritual,
a dream, a miracle, a vision,
una visión,
a voice,
una voz,
oh, it's from God.
Tiene que ser de Dios.
¿Sí?
¿Cierto?
But what does God the Holy Spirit say?
¿Qué dice Dios el Espíritu Santo?
We don't believe it. Maybe yes. Maybe no. We don't believe it. And then what do we do? Number two. First John 4:1. We test it.
Jesús hizo milagros.
Who did he send? The person.
A sus enemigos.
To the Pharisees.
A los fariseos.
To the unbelievers.
A los que no creían.
These so-called miracles,
las cruzadas de los milagros.
They are not calling people to repentance in Jesus.
No llaman a la gente a que se arrepienta.
To be born again. To be baptized. They're just spectacles.
Todos son espectáculos.
And do they have non-Christian doctors verifying?
¿Y tienen algún doctor que no es
cristiano? No.
No.
Jesus did.
Jesús sí lo hizo.
The apostles did.
Los apóstoles también.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Money and people.
Dinero y
but that we are pastors.
Pero si nosotros somos pastores,
we are stewards of the Word of God.
Somos los administradores.
We must keep our congregations in the Word.
Debemos mantener a nuestras congregaciones dentro de la palabra.
Under the authority of the Word.
Bajo la autoridad de la palabra.
We reject spiritism, mysticism, we reject extra-biblical revelation.
Rechazamos revelación extra bíblica.
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
1
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. And we're all pastors and ministers here.
Todos nosotros somos pastores y ministros.
So we should all have a Bible. If you're a pastor and you don't have a Bible, talk to Pastor Vlad.
Si no tiene Biblia, pregúntale al Pastor Vlad.
He can help you with that. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6.
Hermanos, lo he presentado como ejemplo en mí y en Apolos, por amor de vosotros, para que nosotros aprendáis a no pensar más de lo que está escrito. Por causa de mí no os envanezcáis unos contra otros.
Now, here's Paul.
Aquí está Pablo.
In the New Testament. So, the greatest writers.
Entonces, el escritor más grande de
he is known as one of the great preachers.
Él es conocido como uno de los grandes oradores.
And evangelists.
Y evangelistas.
No one could stand against his understanding. They both submitted to a spiritual discipline.
Ellos ambos estaban sometidos a una disciplina.
Paul, a great writer, he still submitted to a spiritual discipline. Apollos, a great preacher,
Apolo, el gran orador,
he still submitted
to una gran disciplina espiritual.
What was the discipline?
¿Cuál es esa disciplina?
What was their rule?
¿Cuál era la regla principal?
When preaching.
Cuando predicaban. No hagan esto.
What was it?
¿Qué?
1 Corinthians 4:6.
¿Qué dice?
What was it? You can tell me.
Alguien me tiene que responder.
First Corinthians 4:6.
Aprendáis a.
Go ahead and read it again.
Aprendáis
not to exceed what is what?
No exceder lo que?
Written.
Written.
Our teaching.
Nuestra enseñanza.
Our experience.
Nuestra experiencia.
No matter what it is.
No importa lo que sea.
Is judged by the Word of God. Go beyond what is written.
No vamos más allá de lo que está por escrito.
The period of mystical revelation. This has come to an end.
Ha terminado para la edad de la iglesia.
What do you want from me?
¿Qué quieren ustedes de mí?
What do you want? I just said something.
algo, ahora ustedes quieren que les diga.
No more mystical reading.
Que no hay más místico, ¿verdad? Libro, capítulo y versículo.
You want a book, a chapter, a verse.
Am I God? ¿Él es Dios?
No. Are my thoughts God's thoughts?
¿Son los pensamientos de Dios?
No. Are my ways God's ways?
¿Los caminos de él, los caminos de Dios? No.
But there is a God. He has given us His words and His ways.
Y sus caminos.
So we need a book, chapter, verse.
Entonces necesitamos libro, capítulo y verso.
Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter
22.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 18,
verso 18
and 19.
19.
Let's start with 17.
Empezamos con el 18. El Espíritu y la esposa dice, ven. Y el que oye, diga, ven. Y el que tiene sed, venga. Y el que quiera, tome del agua de la vida gratuitamente. Yo testifico a todos. 17. Ahí paramos.
In the church age,
en la edad de la iglesia,
what is the Holy Spirit saying?
¿Qué dice el Espíritu Santo? Ven.
Come to Jesus.
Ven a Jesús.
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
Ese es el trabajo.
Juan
16:14. Esa es la obra del Espíritu Santo.
In the church age,
la edad de la iglesia,
who will the Holy Spirit glorify?
¿A quién glorifica el Espíritu Santo?
John 16:14.
A Jesús.
Jesus.
Él me glorificará porque tomará de lo mío y os lo hará saber.
Acts 1:8.
In the church age, en la edad de la iglesia,
what do spirit-filled people do?
¿Qué hacen aquellos que están llenos del Espíritu? ¿Cuáles son sus obras?
Acts 1:8.
En Hechos 1:8.
You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon me.
Recibiréis poder cuando haya venido.
Just translate me. You shall receive. It's very important.
Es muy importante.
What does the Holy Spirit do in the church age?
¿Qué es lo que hace el Espíritu Santo en la edad?
Revelation 22:17.
Apocalipsis 22:17.
Come to Jesus.
Ven a Jesús.
Verse 18.
Yo testifico a todo aquel que oye las palabras de la profecía de este libro. Si alguno añadiere a estas cosas, Dios traerá sobre él las plagas que están escritas. Nadie de las palabras del libro de esta profecía, Dios quitará su parte del libro de la vida y de la santa ciudad y de las cosas que están escritas en este libro.
I am building up the church of Jesus.
Yo estoy edificando la iglesia de Jesús.
The body of Christ.
Y el cuerpo de
Cristo. I glorify Jesus.
Yo glorifico a Jesús.
I am calling people to Jesus.
Estoy llamando a la gente a que
venga. I am saying come.
Digo venga.
What is the bride of Christ to say?
¿Qué dice la esposa de Cristo?
Revelation 22:17. Come. What do spirit-filled people do?
¿Qué hace la
gente? Witness.
Testifican.
And then God the Holy Spirit says,
después, el Espíritu Santo dice,
turn away from visions,
sepárense de las
prophecies,
profecías,
spiritism,
el espiritismo,
it's the word of God.
Es la palabra de Dios.
Call people to Jesus.
Atraigan a la gente a Jesús.
You see, the church age is the age of the written word of God. It is the age of the completed word of God. We don't exceed the word of God. We don't add to it. We don't take away from it.
recibamos.
We are stewards of it.
Somos sus administradores.
Two closing illustrations.
Para cerrar.
I was leading a Bible study, and a young couple in the Bible study shared how God brought them together in their marriage. Well, they seem to have a happy marriage. So I let them share. He said, I was in the market, and I was unhappily married. And then I saw this girl. We had known each other in high school. Thought maybe we might get married. But I went to the university on one side of the country. She went to the other. We married somebody else. So we said, I know what we will do. We will pray for our marriages. So there was a little coffee shop. So every week, we did our shopping. We go buy coffee. I think we married the wrong person.
Creo que nos casamos con la persona
incorrecta. So let's ask God for a miracle.
Entonces, pidámosle a Dios un milagro.
We'll ask God for a sign.
Una seña.
We will go to our spouses.
Vamos a nuestra pareja.
Say, I think we married the wrong person.
Creo que nos equivocamos.
Will you give me a divorce?
¿No podrías divorciar, por favor?
If they both say yes,
si ambos dicen que sí,
that's a sign from God. And they both say yes.
Si ambos dijeron que sí.
So we pray.
Así que oramos.
We thank God.
Pedimos las gracias a Dios.
We divorce.
Nos divorciamos de los
hermanos. Did they pray?
¿Oraron?
Did they pray? They did pray. Did they ask God for a sign? Did they ask God to lead their hearts? Was it the right decision? No, I said to them, I'm sorry, I have to tell you this. When you started talking to each other, that was sin.
Eso fue pecado.
When you began meeting for coffee,
cuando se juntaron para un cafecito,
that's called dating.
Eso se llama noviazgo.
That was a sin.
Eso fue pecado.
When you asked God for a sign,
cuando le pidieron a Dios una seña,
Jesus said, only a wicked generation asks for signs. I will give you the sign of the book of Jonah, the word of God. That was sin. When you asked your spouse for a divorce, that was sin. When you gave credit for all of these sins to God,
adios,
that was sin. And when you buried each other instead of winning your spouse, that was sin. It all was spiritual, but it all existed outside the Word of God. He did not love his wife as Christ loved the church. She did not submit to her husband as the church does to Christ. He did not try to minister and win his wife back. She did not seek through her behavior to win her husband. Like in the book of Proverbs, their feet feet were never at home.
Sus pies nunca estaban en casa.
And instead they were looking for other relationships.
Siempre andaban buscando otra relación.
The divorce was sin.
Divorce fue pecado.
The remarriage was sin.
El casamiento fue pecado.
It was covered with sin.
Todo pecado.
So you see how dangerous that is?
¿Ves lo peligroso que es?
It sounds mystical. It sounds spiritual.
Bueno, es espiritual.
Ah, confirmation. Pleases the heart.
El corazón le habla.
But it has to be tested by the Word of God.
Por la palabra de Dios.
Or we'll be deceived.
O nos engañan.
We'll be deceived. Illustration number two. There was a man when I was a student in the student ministry, not on church staff. There was a man who claimed he had died, gone to heaven, come back. Now turn to Hebrews 9:27. We're going to look at this further a little later.
Vamos a ver esto más adelante. Hebreos 9:27.
See, this is the verse I prophesied.
Esto es el que yo les profeticé hace
poco. If you like to prophesy, just memorize the book of Revelation.
Si quieres profetizar, entonces nomás memorizan el libro de Apocalipsis.
Who will read Hebrews 9:27 for?
Alguien, por favor, lea Hebreos 9:27.
Now God has made a decision.
Dios ha decidido.
And what's that decision?
¿Y cuál es la decisión?
You will die. How many die?
¿Cuántas veces?
Once. So I went to the pastor.
Entonces, fue el pastor.
The Bible is clear.
Dice, la Biblia es clara.
It's appointed for men to die one time. He didn't die.
Entonces no murió.
The pastor said, well, God works in many ways. How do we know?
El pastor dice que Dios obra en maneras misteriosas. ¿Cómo sabemos nosotros?
I said, we know because the Bible says so. That's how we know.
Sabemos porque lo dice la Biblia.
I said, but he had this experience.
Y el pastor entonces dice, pero él tuvo esta experiencia.
A man is on an operating table.
Un hombre está sobre el campo de operación.
He is pumped full of chemicals.
Y tiene química normal en la sangre.
And has a dream.
Y tiene un sueño.
Is that God's revelation?
¿Eso es la revelación de Dios?
A man has a heart attack.
Un hombre tiene un ataque al corazón.
The brain is deprived of oxygen.
El cerebro.
He has a dream.
Y tiene un sueño.
Is that God's revelation?
¿Eso es la revelación de Dios?
How many in here have dreamed they could fly?
¿Cuántos de ustedes han soñado que pueden volar?
How many have dreamed they were falling?
¿O cuántos de ustedes han soñado que estaban
cayendo? Yes, please, don't you? It don't mean anything.
Pero no significa nada.
So why? So I beg him, don't let this man do this.
Entonces él le rogó al pastor, no dejes que este hombre siga haciendo esto.
But he said no. God works in many ways.
Dios obra de maneras misteriosas.
So he gave the talk.
Entonces el hombre dio la charla. La mayor audiencia habrá en la historia de la iglesia.
Come here, man, with the heavenly kingdom.
Venga, escuchen al hombre que fue al cielo y volvió.
Biggest offering in churches. But I didn't go.
Pero yo no fui.
And I told all the people in my student ministry.
Y le dije a todos los estudiantes en mi ministerio. Usted va a escuchar esta enseñanza falsa.
You cannot lead a Bible study.
Usted no puede ser el líder de un estudio bíblico.
And instead,
y en vez de eso,
we met.
Nos juntamos.
And I taught them from the Word of God.
Y hablamos de la palabra de Dios.
What God says about death.
¿Qué es lo que dice Dios acerca de la muerte?
And we had a good Bible study for 3 hours.
Un buen estudio bíblico por 3 horas.
Next morning, I'm in my office. At an office near campus.
Cerca de la universidad.
Chairman of the deacon.
El decano mayor de la iglesia.
Oh, come in.
Adelante.
Here, we'll have some coffee.
Tacita de café.
He said, no, I can't stay.
Dice, no me puedo quedar.
I can see your heart's heavy.
Veo que tu corazón está pesado. ¿Fuiste a la reunión?
I said, no, it's false teaching.
Él le dice, no, no fui porque es falso.
I'm forbidden to go hear false teaching.
Y la Biblia me prohíbe escuchar a falsos profetas. Me hubiera gustado no haber asistido a la...
I said, why?
Dice, ¿por qué?
Well, my daughter does not want to go to church anymore.
Mi hija ya no quiere ir a la iglesia.
Really? She was a leader in youth ministry.
Era una líder de los jóvenes.
Sang in the youth choir.
Cantaba en el coro de los jóvenes.
And led a number of students to Christ.
Y había evangelizado.
She doesn't want to go anymore. Why?
No quiere. ¿Por qué?
Well, this man who said he went to heaven.
Este hombre que dice que fue al cielo.
He said all of a sudden he was in heaven. Beautiful farm land.
Maravillosa tierra agrícola.
Cows and horses.
Caballos.
There was a house.
Una casa.
On the porch.
Ahí en en la casa.
A grandmother who had died.
Una abuelita que se había muerto.
In the rocking chair.
En la mecedora.
Telling him how happy she was.
Señores, se lo conté.
In her arm.
Y en su brazo.
A baby who had died.
Un bebé que había muerto.
Smiling and laughing.
Están meciendo, riéndose.
And this is what his daughter said.
Esto es lo que dijo la hija del decano.
The pastor said,
el pastor dijo,
when we die,
cuando nos morimos, el juicio de Cristo,
he says, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Bien hecho, buen y fiel siervo.
Enter into your ward.
Entra en tu espera.
Jesus is in heaven.
Jesús está en el cielo.
And the angels are in heaven.
Y los ángeles están en el cielo.
And they are worshiping him.
Están adorando a Dios.
The pastor says,
el pastor dice,
in heaven, we will have perfect bodies.
Vamos a tener cuerpos perfectos.
None of those things are true.
Nada de eso es cierto.
I don't want to be an old lady for a million years.
Yo no quiero ser una vieja.
A loving God keep a baby a million years?
Dios, ¿verdad? Que ama, mantiene un bebé como un bebé por un millón de años.
There weren't any angels in heaven.
No había.
There was not a throne.
No había un trono.
There was no worship.
No había alabanza.
I don't want to go there.
No quiero ir al cielo.
You see the danger?
El peligro, ¿lo ven?
It all existed outside the word of God.
Fuera de la palabra de Dios.
Want to know about heaven?
¿Quieres saber acerca del cielo?
A sermon series from book, chapter, verse on heaven. Death,
muerte,
heaven,
cielo,
hell,
infierno,
angel,
ángeles,
Jesus,
Jesús.
Why do we have these books?
¿Por qué tenemos todos estos libros?
Why do we go to these meetings?
¿Por qué vamos a estas reuniones?
Money.
Dinero.
Right? That's where we go. There's no money to be made in clearly teaching the Word of God.
No hay manera de hacer dinero presentando directamente la palabra de Dios.
But that's not why. Do not listen to the allure of the spirits.
No escuchen ese llamado de los espíritus.
Hey, you want to be rich?
¿Quieres ser rico?
You want to be famous?
¿Quieres ser famoso?
Any demon can do a miracle.
¿Cualquier demonio puede hacer un milagro?
Any demon can prophesy.
¿Cualquier demonio puede profetizar?
Any demon can cast out demons.
¿Cualquier demonio puede echar a otros demonios?
They do that.
Lo hacen.
Matthew chapter 7.
Mateo 7.
These false spirits,
estos falsos,
they can do these things.
Pueden hacer estas cosas.
Matthew 7.
Mateo 7.
Verse 22.
22. Muchos me dirán en aquel día, Señor, Señor, no profetizamos en tu nombre, y en tu nombre echamos fuera demonios, y en tu nombre hicimos muchos milagros. Apartados de mí, hacedores de maldad.
Any demon can do that.
Cualquier demonio puede hacer eso.
Any demon can do signs and wonders. Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians. Racing with you. Bible drill. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 9.
Iniquos, cuyo advenimiento es por obra de Satanás, con gran poder y señales y prodigios mentirosos.
There are many false spirits in the world.
Hay muchos espíritus falsos.
1 John 4:1.
Primera de Juan 4:1.
They are empowering people to do miracles.
Y ellos ayudan, o sea, a
cast out demons. But only God, the Holy Spirit, convicts of sin.
Solamente Dios, el Espíritu Santo, los convence.
Glorify Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Vengan a Jesús.
Be born again.
Sean nacidos de nuevo.
Be baptized.
Sean bautizados.
Join the body of Christ.
El cuerpo de Cristo.
The Spirit and the bride say, come.
Let him who
hears say, come.
Que escuche, diga, venga.
Take freely the water of life.
Tomen libremente de la
agua. And then God, the Holy Spirit says,
entonces, Dios, el Espíritu Santo dice,
I am closing the book.
Estoy cerrando el libro.
This is your ministry.
Este es mi
ministerio. Come to Jesus. Build up the church in the Word of God.
Establezcan a la iglesia en la palabra de Dios.
May God add His blessing to His holy word.
Que Dios añada su bendición a su sagrada escritura.
In Jesus' name, amen.